Paul Ramel here in the studio. We have some special guests with us, Strengthening the Family, Lacapra Valley Asset Builders, Paige Laney, Caden Bierneld, and Wyatt Halverson are in the studio. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I got you out of school, huh?
Yeah.
You like that, Paige?
Yeah.
We'll just do a long interview here then, right?
Sounds sure.
Good. All right. Tell us a little, before we get started, maybe some people that don't understand what Strengthening the Family is or what a Lacapra Valley Asset Builder is.
Strengthening the Family is basically a couple, of, well, not a couple, there's more than a couple, asset builders, high schoolers. We go to both elementary schools, and we teach them about the 40 assets, so like bullying and honesty, stuff like that.
Okay. And Caden, I understand you just did your final skit with to the elementary students?
Yeah, we went to both Madison and Appleton, so we got the whole day off from school.
Okay.
And then me and Wyatt, we had to sing Party in the USA and do dance moves, kind of like The Voice you see on TV, like the show The Voice.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were that talented.
We're really not. we just dressed in America gear from head to toe. We wore American flag shirts, American flag shorts. Oh. I wore socks and a headband, actually. Okay. We just tried to play the part as best we could.
Yeah. What was the theme, or what was one of the asset builders with that?
It was more...
was it about?
So there's computer people, and they're watching YouTube, and each of the YouTube videos that they watched performed a certain asset. So you guys did positive view of the future and self-esteem, I think.
Okay.
And then one of them was positive peer influence, and
so you do this in the Appleton Elementary and the Madison?
We did it both that day, yeah.
Okay. And what was the response from the elementary students, Caden?
Oh, they loved it. They were cheering and clapping, and they're having a good time.
And it was supposed to be funny, too, right? Mm-hmm. And so what do you think they learned, Wyatt, the elementary students? They learn anything from you guys?
I hope.
They probably learned a few lyrics in Party in the USA.
Okay. Awesome. Do you enjoy being a part of Asset Builders? How many Asset Builders are there, roughly?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's from 7th to 12th grade.
Well, there's junior high, and then there's high school. Okay. So junior high goes until 8th or 9th grade, and then it's 10 through 12 for high school, and there's like maybe 20.
Mm-hmm. So basically the senior high kids, you guys go to these elementary schools to kind of mentor them and show them how to make good decisions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And so that skit was about that. Who helped you put that skit together?
Julie Asfeld and Heather Piotr.
Oh, they're talented. Are they talented?
They're very talented.
No, not so much, Caden, huh?
Sometimes.
All right, great. And you enjoy doing that then, huh?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you got a big event coming up. Tell us about it.
Okay.
Don't everybody speak at once
now. Stampede for Fun is coming up on the last day of school, Wednesday, May 30th, from 7 to 5. It's for all families and ages.
It's open to everybody.
Yeah, from Appleton or Madison or the surrounding area.
Yep. And we've been doing this, Strengthening the Family has been doing this for many years down at the Lacapra Fairgrounds. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is there food there, Wyatt?
Oh, yes, there is a lot of food. That's...
Let me get what kind of quick. Food?
Yeah. There will be hamburgers, hot dogs, including chips and lemonade, water and rip-your floats for all to come and eat.
Yep. So you can bring your family down there and have supper, and there's a lot of activities. And Caden, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the activities are at the fairgrounds on the 30th?
There will be Buddy the Dinosaur is coming.
Buddy the Dinosaur. I'm not familiar with Buddy.
Me either.
I'm not sure. You don't watch Buddy the Dinosaur?
No.
Paige, tell us who Buddy the Dinosaur is.
He's from PBS.
Okay.
Yeah, Pioneer Public, whatever. And... he's on Dinosaur Train.
Yeah, so you watch Dinosaur Train quite a bit,
all
Paige?
The time.
Okay, awesome. Oh, that's exciting, though. You know, the kids love Buddy the Dinosaur, I hear. So what other activities you got going on?
There will be inflatables, various booths in 4-H buildings, bike rodeo, horse rides and demos, and hunting dog demonstrations.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this is, of course, sponsored by Lacapra Strengthening the Family and Lacapra Valley Early Childhood Initiative. And it's we encourage everyone to bring their families, right? If you guys been there before, haven't you? You help work or do something, right?
I have.
Okay, what have you done there, Paige?
I patrolled some of the inflatables, bouncy castles.
Yeah, that's pretty popular at inflatables during the Stampede to Fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So tell us when it is again.
The last day of school, Wednesday, May 30th, from 5 to 7 p.m.
And where's it at?
The Lac Parle Fairgrounds. Okay.
And it's absolutely, is there a charge for this?
No.
Absolutely free then, right? Everybody likes free stuff.
Yes.
Very true.
Right? So we keep this interview going here so you can take more time off of school?
Please.
Sure.
You guys got a game tonight, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right, so it's free, it's fun, it's activities for all ages. Bring the family, bring the kids, and have supper down there in the 4-H stand. And meet Buddy the Dinosaur. I bet you can take your picture with Buddy the Dinosaur.
I know Wyatt will.
Wyatt, how about you?
That'll be determined in the future. Okay.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No. All right, that's Paige Laney, Caden Bierneld, and Wyatt Halverson, Lac Parle Valley Asset Builders, talking about what they do in the elementary schools, and also the Stampede to Fun, once again, Wednesday, May 30th. Mark this on your calendar. Wednesday, May 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lac Parle County Fairgrounds. Hope to see you there.